Today's Streamglobe devotional is titled, To Live is Christ. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Philippians chapter 1, verses 21 to 24. For to me, living is Christ and dying is gain. Now, if I am to go on living in the body, this will mean productive work for me, yet I don't know which I prefer. I feel torn between the two because I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more vital for your sake that I remain in the body. I have just read from the New English Translation. Doji used to be very sickly and relied on expensive medication to survive. One day, he attended a youth conference where he learned that the life of a believer is meant to be lived for the purpose of Christ. He resolved to dedicate his life to fulfilling God's assignment for him. With God's guidance, he discovered his purpose for each season of life and worked diligently to accomplish it. As time passed, Dozy noticed a remarkable change. He was no longer sickly and no longer needed the expensive drugs he once depended on. He realized he was now walking in divine health, and it dawned on him that this transformation was a result of living fully for Christ. In the scripture above, we see Apostle Paul reflecting on the tension between living and dying. He makes it clear that his life was not at the mercy of circumstances or disease. Paul's life and death were entirely subject to his decision, rooted in his relationship with Christ. What was Paul's secret to such control and confidence over his life? It was his unwavering commitment to live for Christ. When Paul said, "Living is Christ," he revealed that his entire life revolved around fulfilling Christ's purpose. As you reflect on this today, remember that believers step into a life of power and purpose when they stop living for themselves and fully live for Christ. See 2 Corinthians 5:15. Prayer. Lord, help me to live my life for you and align every aspect of my existence with your purpose. Empower me to fulfill my divine assignment. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Proverbs 31. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Proverbs 31.
The sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him.
Listen, my son. Listen, son of my womb. Listen, my son, the answer to my prayers. Do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who ruin kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, not for rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Let beer be for those who are perishing, wine for those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and needy. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. She provides food for her family and portions for her women servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her.
Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.